You're listening to the Andrea Kaye Show on AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Andrea Kaye Show. Glad to have you all here with me. We're talking a little bit about security tonight. We talked national security with the refugees at the top of the hour. We talked a little economic security with Tom DeBacaro with taxes. And now we got to get into a little business security because we've got, you got to protect your business. Right? And there's lots of different ways that you can protect yourself from unlawful, all kinds of issues that can come about. And so that's why I'm glad I got my partner, Kalyan Pokola from Pokola Law. Hey, Kalyan, I'm used to having you in the studio with me.
I'm used to eating a donut in the studio.
Well, you got to get back in here with me tomorrow and help me fill in for Craig. Insecurity. I don't know if you got to be knowing what's happening with the TSA right now. Hundreds of people
absolutely.
Missing their flights, lines for 3 hours long. They finally decided, this is how great, it is, how government runs business, right? They finally get rid of the head of security for the TSA today. Not because he did anything wrong, mind you, Kalyan, but because they want to find a better way, a different approach, they say. The head of the TSA said that his goal was not to move the lines faster, but just gauge how to move the travelers more efficiently through the lines. It's like,
well, right. I mean, that's the problem with when you have TSA, you have a big government organization taking care of security. And if it's a business, they're going to be motivated to try to get as many people through as quickly as possible while not sacrificing any of the security of the passengers.
Right, because it's their money, right? And they want to protect their investment, and they don't want to lose customers.
And there's no motivation for this guy to cut costs and make things more efficient because, what's his motivation? He's not getting a bonus check.
Actually, he did get paid a bonus. This guy got
No, I mean, he's not getting paid, he's not getting paid stock options, he's not getting, U.S. government bonds.
Well, his pay is not incentivized for performance. This guy was getting over $181,000 a year and received a $90,000 bonus in spite of the fact that we know that the TSA hasn't been properly screening anybody. Versus when you're in private enterprise, your pay, your incentive, incentivized with bonuses. You've got to perform in order to earn the bonus, and then as well as just to keep your job. And people are also motivated if they're in a management executive position, particularly if they're the business owner. They've got their own money at stake. They've invested their own money in that business. And so, that's why government is never going to be efficient. It's never going to be productive like it is in private enterprise. Speaking of private enterprise, a couple of stories. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this one, but it made the top of Drudge, and it kind of made me laugh at first. And it's the story about Tinder, which is a dating site, and a certain friend of mine. I wasn't going to say that. But yeah, I mean, Tinder is like, that's a great way to meet people, and Tinder works really well. Well, I guess they're suing an app rival who's got a name that's similar to theirs, but what they do in their dating site is they match up threesomes. And tell everybody what that's about.
So it's called Thrinder, I guess. There's like a three in front of...
of Ender,
And one of the biggest issues with this was that basically they were pointing to... the company's founder of this threesome app, and he said when they asked how to pronounce it, he basically said, "Oh, it's like Tinder, but just say Thrinder."
Yeah.
And so they're like, "Oh, well, you're trying to market on this." Well, whether people know this or not, Tinder has existed, for a few years now, but there was an app that was catered exclusively to the gay community called Grindr. And this existed, and it's almost exactly the same as Tinder, except it was for this is for homosexual men. And when Tinder came out, people were telling me, hey, there's now a straight version of Grindr.
Yeah. So basically, we've got the pot calling the kettle black here with Tinder. What I thought was funny, though, was the way this guy's like this Thrinder app. He's like, look, I've only got 8 employees. I'm basically being beat up on by this billion-dollar corporation. They're trying to run me out. So then he's got all of his, I guess, his clients or whatever, people who use the site, doing a hashtag Tinder suck my socks, which is like, I don't know what that has to do with threesomes, but it gave me a giggle.
Hey, socks, freaky threesomes. systems. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't want to put them all together.
All right.
I don't want to connect the dots.
Yeah, I don't want to connect those dots either. If you're just tuning in, this is the Andrea Kaye Show, and I'm talking to Kalyan Pokola, who's a great business lawyer here. Let's get into something a little serious. Thousands and thousands of regulations have come out from the Obama administration, mostly controlling business. And, you know, we're supposed to be a free market. We're supposed to be free enterprise. You know, I say that there's a Marxist movement in America. People say, well, no, Andrew, because they Marxism is when they own the company through the pink slip. Well, I say, well, if you can own a company through excessive regulations. We talked previously about the minimum wage increase. Now, I guess Obama just through the stroke of a pen has decided to make a lot of changes in overtime pay. What are the changes, and what does this mean for the employers?
Well, especially this is a big issue for the small business owners, because it used to be that when you had the exemptions for overtime, you used to be somewhere around $23,660 or so, and that was the old limit. And if you were a full-time employee, but you earned, you know, unless you earned less than that, you couldn't get OT.
Okay.
So now they've changed it, and now they've increased it to $47,476, which is a huge increase.
Yeah.
Now, there are certain things that I agree with. I don't agree with people forcing their employees to work so many hours that they're actually making less than a minimum wage. You know, those people who are working 60, 70 hours, and they're, when you do the math, they're making even less than
right.
a minimum wage.
Been there. I've been in situations to where rice workers in Vietnam were making more money by the hour, but I was in a management position, and that's the way it goes. Salary, and, you know, that has to do with classification. But what my concern is, typically when this happens, is employers are going to get around it. They're either going to classify somebody in a different way. They have to do that in order to stay in business.
This is what they're going to do. This is what my small business clients are going to do, what bigger businesses are going to do as well. They're going to reclassify these employees. Instead of making them salaried employees, they're going to make them hourly. And
then they'll just make sure that they don't do more than, they're going to make them hourly, and they're going to keep them within under 40 hours a week.
Yeah, just make sure that they don't work more than their 40 hours a week. And the other option is, and another way to skirt it is to increase their salary if they're close to that $47,000 threshold. It actually saves some of my clients money. I've already talked to some of them about this. I said, well, if they're making $46,500, it's worth it to just give them the $900 salary increase for the year, right. And then now they're no longer.
And then they can still overwork them.
Rules.
Right.
And they can still, and they can still work more than OT.
Right.
So, I mean, this is going to be a problem because just for a lot of the regular employees, when costs go up of labor, they're going to get, businesses are going to start moving toward automation.
Right.
They're going to try to find anything they can to save more money.
Right. Regulations. Here's where we got to leave it. Regulations do not necessarily help the very people, the employees that they're. It's like so many policies that may have good intentions, but they're not going to help. They end up actually costing jobs in the long run. If you're a small business owner, you know, call Kalyan Pokola, pokolalaw.com. Get him involved in your business. There's lots of different ways that he can help you, whether it's, you know, classifying employees or avoiding litigation. Kalyan, got to leave it there. Thanks so much for being here with me.